The National Insurance Services, NIS, recently signed a three-year agreement for the Reserves Advisory and Management Partnerships, RAMP, to provide advisory service and technical assistance in capacity-building areas. Under this agreement, the NIS welcomed a team of the World Bank Treasury for a two-day technical advisory mission in late March. Director of the National Insurance Services, Stuart Haynes, described the mission as a fruitful engagement.
So we saw this Reserve Advisory Management program as an important sort of a program to build capacity in NIS and to strengthen our administration in the areas of investment management, risk management, actuarial modeling, governance, and also ICT. And we joined that program in 2021. Actually, the World Bank was here in January 2020, to assess the investment management and governance framework. And following that visit, we saw tangible benefits with regards to joining the program. And in January 2021, the NIS decided to join the program. So we see this the partnership with the World Bank as a strategic enabler for us to achieve our strategic objectives. So it was a very fruitful engagement. Actually, five members of my management team, a working group, work with the RAM team on this exercise.
Mr. Haynes said the objectives of the two-day mission were twofold: to support the NIS on designing its funding policy and conduct a peer review of the 11th actuarial report.
So the conversation was around how do we finance that growing cost of Social Security, either by looking at contribution income and also on the benefit side. They also, because to talk about the long term, you have to look at the actuarial report. So we completed the 11th actuarial report and the World Bank did a peer review. I mean, the actuarial report is over a 60-year period. And we had an independent actuary doing that assessment, determining how financially and actuarially healthy is NIS. And we see it fit in terms of best practice to get a peer review. It is not common across the region, but actuarial work requires significant estimates about the future. We also perform some benchmarking analysis where we look at NIS in Vincent, NIS in the OECS, to basically see where we are relative to the other NIS.
Director of the National Insurance Services, Stuart Haynes. He says the NIS understands the importance of institutional strengthening and capacity building in ensuring the delivery of dynamic and sustainable Social Security services. I am Ashisi Assam with today's special report.